Several battles led to the establishment of the Gaza Empire in Southeast Africa, the second biggest empire in Africa during the 19th century. Amidst violence and betrayal, Ngungu Nyane, also known as the Lion of Gaza, rose to power in 1884. Yeah! The last king of Gaza, Ngungu Nyane, ruled for 11 years. His empire covered much of what is today South Mozambique. His reign coincided with the climax of the European appetite for Africa. In this context, Ngungu Nyane proved to be a skillful diplomat, says Mozambique writer Mia Kuto.
He was able to take advantage from internal conflicts and also from the influence of the different colonial powers. He played with England and Portugal, making alliances that were later renegotiated. I think he was extremely clever in terms of power management.
But Ngungu Nyane was by no means undisputed. He was criticized for using the same methods as the European challengers to his power.
He was in conflict with the European colonial regime, but he himself undertook an internal or African colonialism regime, overwhelming other groups, some with violence and others through alliances and marriages.
The Gaza Empire was marked by hunger for power and violence against the different ethnic groups, stresses the German historian and professor in Mozambique, Gerhard Lisgang.
The name Ngungu Nyane was also used as someone who did not obey the laws. Thus, his reputation was not that of a fair king, of one who terrorizes his own country.
In the long run, the Gaza kingdom was overpowered by the Portuguese invaders. After several battles, Ngungu Nyane was defeated by the colonial forces in 1895 and arrested in Chiamati, the location where his grandfather, the empire's founder, was buried. At the time, the last king of Gaza had already lost royalty of many of his own people. Ngungu Nyane and his entourage were brought to Lisbon, where they were publicly exhibited and then transferred to the Terceira island on the Azores archipelago. While imprisoned, he learned to read and write and was forcibly converted to Christianity. Ngungu Nyane died of cerebral hemorrhage on December 23, 1906. His story could have ended there. For decades after his death, Ngungu Nyane sank into oblivion. But then, nearly 70 years later, independence was won for the state of Mozambique, and one man remembered the last king of Gaza, explains historian Gerhard Lisgang.
There is a historical incident. The first president of Mozambique was born in Gaza, and during the civil war against Renamo, he thought it was good to have a Mozambican hero as a role model.
Following the request of Samora Machel, the first president of Mozambique, a fistful of land from the cemetery as a symbol of the mortal remains of Ngungu Nyane arrived home on June 15, 1985, just in time for the 10th anniversary of the independence of Mozambique. Machel wanted a hero to promote national unity, but the controversial figure, beloved by some and hated by others, didn't fulfill this goal and was forgotten once more. Too much forgotten, says some.